mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, we're blasting through the month of July. It is the 25th day of July 2005. On this Monday, we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And coming up later in the broadcast, we're going to have a little update from Paul Watson from England on all the new developments with the London bombing 2.5 weeks ago, as well as what happened with the four bombs that magically didn't detonate, but their detonators did detonate. And then, of course, the innocent Brazilian man, no criminal record, never done anything wrong, being chased by the police. They sat on him and then gunned him down. Which tells me, because these were special forces, special branch police, plainclothes police being followed by bobbies, that our friend from Brazil might not have just been an innocent bystander. He does have a little bit darker skin, could even pass as an Arab, though he's not an Arab or a Muslim or a Central Asian. And who knows what he was doing? Because, I mean, all I know is this. A lot of the people the CIA contracts to carry out all sorts of events in Europe and in Latin America and in Iraq and in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and California, like Los Zetas and others, are Latin or Espanol, Hispanic, whatever the term, different groups want to be called different things. But the best thing is Latin American. Very suspicious. There's about 50-plus different indicators that make it suspicious and make the probability that this guy was one of their operatives and was dealt with. Now, I tell you up front when I'm speculating, but I'm leaning towards it. My snout, which is pretty accurate, I'm sure you've noticed, is smelling something. It is rotten, extremely effervescent in a negative context. And so we'll go over some of that. British police face shooting backlash, and Tony Blair comes out and says, it's really horrible, but there'll probably be more. I'm sorry, the police did an excellent job, and we'll probably be shooting more people. Sorry, I mean, literally, I heard that on the radio this morning. I'm trying to find the clip. But when I heard the police chief on the radio, and I was out doing some errands early this morning, making excuses. Well, you know, he is totally innocent, and we killed him. Totally innocent. Yeah, sure. You chase the guy down, sit on him, and pump at least 5 rounds into him. It was an execution. And I don't believe the person was involved in a bombing, but he may have known too much. Something, lady. I mean, all these raids trying to arrest people. Oh, by the way, now, not just one. Last week it was one of the supposed bombers. Totally innocent, wrong person, wrong picture, totally made up. They got caught again, just like 9/11, giving us fake pictures and fake names and fake lists. Now it looks like another one of the bombers. Oh, no, it's actually somebody else. Somebody. I mean, it's amazing. And don't ever forget those drills they had 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks and, what, 4 days, right at the same time, exact same places. Oh, and by the way, Channel 4 has attacked PrisonPlanet.com and has attacked our analysis in a very shoddy fashion. So I'll spend a few minutes on that as well. And a lot of evidence coming out that photo of the four bombers getting on, you know, going into the train station, it looks like it's doctored. The evidence shows that. I mean, these people are so... It's like the fat bin Laden in the room taking credit for 9/11. I mean, voice print showed it wasn't him, much less the fact that he had gained 200 pounds. It's just incredible.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know what? Let me just read a bunch of the headlines here in this 8-inch stack of news I've got in front of me. British terror police face shooting backlash. Bomb was under the train, says eyewitnesses closest to it, Cambridge Evening News, and a bunch of witnesses are now saying that. Bombs under the train, bomb under the bus, under one of the levels. Very suspicious. Also, photo of bombers has been doctored. Clear evidence that they've doctored these photos. Very shoddy job with the Photoshop. More innocents could be shot, UK police say. They're openly saying. And it's not just that I have this out of the BBC and The Age and other major newspapers and publications and TV stations. I mean, I heard the police chief and Blair today on the radio, both of them going, well, it's just terrible. And by the way, they're both named Blair. I heard both Blairs, the police chief and the prime minister, saying, well, it's just atrocious and horrible, but there may be more of it. Keeping you safe, you know. So more innocents could be shot. Blair to leave way open for recall of the House of Commons to pass all these draconian anti-terror pieces of legislation, like his national ID card and so, so much more. Just like last week, they used the latest wave of bombings. Why, there was even the dud bombs that blew up on four trains and buses just last Thursday again on 7/21, 14 days after 7/7. And then magically they got the Patriot Act rammed in for another 10 years. And then here's some of the other news. Poll, Americans say World War III likely, and then they give all their reasons for it. A newspaper claims former DOJ officials confirm bombing cover-up. This was, of course, on KTOK-TV. We posted this back a week and a half ago on July 14th, and this is where we have these memos given to some of the people doing FOIA requests. Some of these internal FBI memos were left on some of the FOIA documents that were released and buried in these hard drives. And, now this has come out that they did indeed know about the plans to bomb the Alfred P. Murrah building, but nothing was done about it. But notice that the FBI released these documents. And the fingers are all pointing at white supremacists at Elohim City. Well, we said look out for this because this has happened over and over again. I made a film 3.5 years ago called Road to Tyranny. Still one of my best films. Covers 9/11, Oklahoma City, the whole police state. But in the 44-minute Oklahoma City section of the film, a documentary on its own, we talk about how it was really Iraqis in the employ of the U.S. government, and we have the admissions of that, and that's why they won't release the surveillance camera tapes, because it doesn't show Andre Strassmeyer, it doesn't show anybody from Elohim City in the white supremacist federally controlled compound, which admittedly, a federal operation, doesn't show any of that. What it clearly shows is McVeigh with the Iraqis. Then people say, well, wait a minute, then that shows Saddam did it. These were Iraqis working for the U.S. government. That was even admitted by the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Times. And we have those in the film. So what you have is what Morris Dees tried from the start. Now, people have used these memos and other memos that have come out to show that the Southern Poverty Law Center did indeed know about the plans weeks before. And that's been out for about a year. So by the mere fact that all these memos and documents, there's several of them, this is just the newest, showing government prior knowledge and showing that the Southern Poverty Law Center also knew, people are now kind of using their own propaganda against them and going, okay, well, you knew then. Why didn't you do anything? But still, it shows this attempted trail leading it back to white supremacists. And again, I'm not defending white supremacists. But the general public doesn't know the difference, at least back in the mid-90s, doesn't know the difference between somebody who's for the Second Amendment and somebody who is for, lynching black people. That's your controlled media. That's what they've done. Is, oh, you're for property rights. Well, you must be a secret Klan member. The Justice Department even teaches this. Well, if you talk about the Federal Reserve, that's a code word. Well, Milton Friedman talks about it. And how corrupt and bad it is. Is Milton Friedman, the Nobel Prize winner, who's Jewish? Is he anti-Semitic? I mean, it's ridiculous. And so they wanted to burn the right wing in America. They wanted to blame this on patriot groups and Second Amendment groups, and they almost had their way. And so we'll be deciphering this with a police officer, police detective, Colonel Craig Roberts, who worked the Oklahoma City case, and who about 5 years ago on this broadcast warned me about certain individuals putting out this disinfo. And boy, does it, if the shoe fits, wear it. It certainly has played out that way. So we'll break all that down coming up in the next hour. Massive flu outbreak could happen at any time, any moment, WHO warns. And they've been fear-mongering about this for years, and they're really beating the drum even harder, getting the tempo of the drum beat stronger, kind of leading towards a crescendo. And it'd be very easy for the globalists to release a deadly flu and use the carnage as the smokescreen, as the pretext, as the excuse to really put in a martial law control system. You go, well, why would they do that? Well, because they want power and control. That's the norm in human history. And how do we know they're going to do that? How do we know that's where everything is trending? Because they've been preparing their every move, their every operation, their every construction, their every machination towards that. We have their own documents. Attacks on UK will continue, radical cleric says. And I love how they leave this guy in London and let him shoot his mouth off. Again, they have to have somebody who plays the part of the bad man. But meanwhile, here in the United States, from New York to San Francisco, police aim machine guns at five-year-old children. They search people's bags, supposedly randomly. Literally, folks, we've got the reports pouring in, and I've seen all the video and photos on TV. Basically, if you've got a turban, you're fine with a big bag. Literally, because we can't profile as if there's anything to profile for to begin with. This is all staged. But even if you buy there, ooh, there's a terror threat, this shows how it's a fraud. The border's wide open, and the guys with the giant turbans, I've seen this on planes, people with turbans, people with hoods over their heads, women with their faces covered, they go right on. But, oh, look at you. Look at you, a white guy, you know, with blue eyes. We're going to need to take those shoes off, and we're going to need to ask you some questions, boy. You may be with Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's about training the public that you're a bunch of slaves. I mean, it's just that simple. It has nothing to do with terror. So I know people are outraged by that. And if you think that's bad, look at this article out of the Associated Press, and it doesn't get any sicker than this. Pressured on U.S. to use more surveillance. Pressure is building for greater use of video cameras to keep watch over the nation's cities, particularly in transportation systems and other spots vulnerable to terrorism after the bombings in London. The calls have come over the last few weeks as British investigators release surveillance footage of the bombers in the deadly July 7th attacks and then put out frames of suspects in Thursday's failed attacks. And the evidence shows doctored frames. I do not think that the cameras are the big mortal threat to civil liberties that people are painting them to be, Washington, D.C. Mayor Anthony A. Williams said Friday, someone who supports total gun bans. He's not alone. While privacy advocates question their effectiveness, Senator Hillary Clinton called for New York City subway officials to install more cameras, even though officials said some 5,000 cameras are already in use across all modes of city travel. In Stamford, Connecticut, Mayor Dan Malloy said it's time to revisit a 1999 ordinance that limited cameras for watching traffic. In many other spots around the country, cameras are already in place. In general, I think we're getting used to cameras, he said. That's just the way the world is, said Roy, who runs an Orlando, Florida-based security design consulting firm. Boy, all they want is people that are positive. So they go to big city mayors, big crime machine mayors. They go to guys who sell surveillance cameras. It's disgusting. Okay, let's just stop right there. My parents just got back from London, and they said it was almost like it was a joke. I tried to get my dad to come on the show. He won't do it. He didn't want to. He does not like being out in the in the media. But to make a long story short, he said they actually have stickers everywhere with all-seeing eyes looking at you. We posted the photos, you know, of these big street posters that say, safe under the watchful eyes, and there's the Illuminati eye looking at you. But he said, and he got photos of these, I've got to go over to his house and get some of these off his digital cameras. He said he took like 1,000 photos and put them on the web. It'll show a black helicopter beaming something at you with a camera. And you're being watched. It doesn't say by who. So these stickers are everywhere. Black helicopter stickers. So just in your face. Of course, in 1984, the book opens in the first 20 pages with black helicopters looking through your walls. So I guess they're the home of black helicopters, even in fiction. The birthplace of the black helicopter, Airstrip 1. We'll be back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver disease since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
All right, John and Jeff and William, and all of you, your calls are coming up. 1-800-259-9231. I want to get into all the fear-mongering over mega flu. Millions, why billions could die. We'll tell you how to give your rights up tonight at 10. That's basically how the propaganda has been playing out. And also, just so many new things have come out proving that these bombings in London are government false flag inside job operations. But getting back to the aftermath here, I mean, imagine what our ancestors would think of us. oh, there's one chance out of, you know, 200 and something million that I might die in a car bomb or a bus bomb or a plane might fly into me. And so because there's a threat, I don't want any freedoms, and I'll give up my entire birthright and search me and take my liberties. And then they have these articles. I mean, there's... I think we posted like five different articles this weekend on PrisonPlanet.com where it was, you know, headlines, being surveilled is good. Americans want more cameras. Americans love being searched. It's just fabulous. No one is against it. I actually have articles right here in the stack where everyone loves it. No one's complaining. Oh, it's so good. And everybody I talk to hates it. People on the street hate it. It's just ridiculous. So the propaganda is there to make you feel like, well, the majority loves this. I better like it. Pressure on U.S. to use more surveillance. I mean, the federal government, just this year, you know, $1.2 billion for New York, $800 million for Boston, $500-and-something million federal grant for cameras in Chicago, hundreds of millions in Dallas, tens of millions in Austin. I mean, we've had... Folks, there are now cameras in our neighborhoods in Austin, Texas. Four-way stops, literally, in one-horse towns that don't even have a gas station. In fact, I've seen four-way stops out in the country where there's nothing but cow pastures on all four sides. They want to know where you're going, what you're doing. Those cameras hook into systems that have softwares that scan your license plate. They know exactly who you are. Folks, London has 4.5 million, and this is last year's numbers. I haven't checked lately. It grows by like a million every year. 4.5 million surveillance cameras. 4.5 million. And of those 4.5 million surveillance cameras, what is it, like 90% of them are the government's, because that's not even counting some of the private cameras. It's over 4.5 million. And so the question is, are you more worried about a tyrannical government having total surveillance, a total grid of control? Or are you more worried about the average street thug? I mean, do you trust the government to use these cameras properly? And the answer is no. Let's say Tony Blair is a wonderful little angel, which he's not. I mean, he might be an angel, but if he's an angel, it's Beelzebub. A fallen angel. Bush might be an angel. I mean, again, Skull and Bones may be really a Christian organization. Maybe I've been wrong all these years. But what happens when you get a Hillary Clinton? Or what happens when you get somebody who's worse? And now, there have been a lot of would-be dictators throughout history that never got to become dictators in this country, never got to become dictators in other countries, because they didn't have the mechanisms or the a large enough force of thugs to carry out their aims. You just had corrupt governments. But they couldn't get control of everything. But you give them national ID cards and cameras and RFID tracker chips and surveillance blimps and surveillance helicopters and militarized, gung-ho, brainwashed, black ski mask-wearing cops who'll just kill somebody because they're scared and stumble. You got a recipe for tyranny. Now, obviously, Tony Blair's totally evil. Obviously, George Bush is totally evil. Obviously, Hillary Clinton is totally evil. And their masters, the Henry Kissingers and the George Shultz of the world, are totally reprobate, totally wicked, totally on power trips. Openly, they're building camps. Openly, they're taking our freedoms while leaving our borders wide open. They are openly dismantling the Constitution Bill of Rights. They are openly bid rigging and government contract sucking in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And they're openly involved, clearly, in people dying in massive numbers. So, I mean, you got classical tyranny in front of you, and the tyrants are doing everything a tyrant would do. I mean, it's like these people are would-be Ceausescus or something. And so... You know, you read these articles, oh, it's so wonderful, we want to be searched. We know you all want to be searched, and we're trying our hardest to satisfy you. No one has complained, everyone loves it. Oh, it's so good, oh, it's so great. Why don't you put some cameras on the border? Why don't you do some bag searches on the border? Why don't you... No, you're not going to do that, because that's part of turning America into a third world cesspit.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'll tell you what, let's just go to your calls now, because we got a guest coming up, and we'll take some calls while Colonel Roberts is with us. We'll be talking about stuff all over the map. Great friend of mine, excellent political mind, great investigator. I mean, that's what he does. And he'll be joining us to talk about these new supposed Oklahoma City developments that so many people are fawning over and drooling over. That's coming up. We know the feds knew about it. They did it. It isn't a sting gone bad, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so tired of it. We cook the bomb and train the driver in the First World Trade Center. They admit it. And then we just accidentally let them do it. Those fools didn't park it up against the column like we trained them to do. That's what. Thank God they didn't do that, FBI. I mean, that's admitted. It's the same thing with Oklahoma City, but even worse. It's pretty sick. They hire well-meaning people and tell them it's part of a drill, and then they take them out and they blow them up for real, and sayonara, buen voyage, vaya con Dios, hasta luego. All right, that's enough. I tell you, it's on days like these that, I mean, my head's spinning. There's just so much here. So much here that... needs to be covered. But we'll just go ahead and go to your calls, and then I'll jump into British terror police face shooting backlash, but Tony Blair and the police chief, the other Blair, what, Ian Blair, there's going to be more probably. Sorry, license to kill. You know why they're saying there's going to be more? Because they're hunting down people that were obviously decoys that that got wise to what happened, and we have evidence that there's a bunch of different points on that, but we'll get into it a little bit later. They're having to tell you, oh, there'll be more people we've got to kill. More. Sorry. And, again, more innocents could be shot, UK police say. And so we'll get into that. And eyewitnesses are reporting on the bus and in the trains, bombs blowing up through the floor. Oh, but the police tried to stop the media from getting up-close video of the buses, and they've hauled those off. The place is so surveilled with canvas all over it, so you can't see what's in it. But the eyewitnesses are saying the blast came from beneath them. Oh, no, it was suicide bombers on the buses. They did. Well, there may have been people with rucksacks on board the buses, and the evidence shows they thought they were part of a drill or were carrying something. And by the way, we said this 4 days before Scotland Yard said it, because all of Scotland Yard is not evil, you know, involved in the terrorism. Most of them are good cops and smart people. And they're going, this just doesn't fit, you know, the M.O. on these guys, their histories, how the explosions took place. None of this makes sense. And then the police listed like 10 different indicators of why, and we've written articles about that. But if you really want to understand why governments carry out terrorism, who has the motive, the history of this, just a whole bunch of different key examples of it, it's just fascinating and also horrifying. You need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, still the preeminent, the classic, the definitive, you know, made, 4 months, 5 months after 9/11. I mean, I started making that sucker right after 9/11 and released it 4 or 5 months after 9/11. And it is almost 3 hours long. It covers the history of government-sponsored terror. Then it gets into World Trade Center 1, Oklahoma City, and then 9/11. And then we show the police state they're going to set up and show their master plan globally. And I was just watching the film the other day again because it was on local TV, and I tuned in and watched like the last 30 minutes. And everything we talk about has now come true. It's happening. And people don't want to believe you out there. Give them Road to Tyranny and go, okay, this was made almost 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. Here, you know, 90% of the film is what had already happened, or about 80%. Then 20% is what's going to happen and what they're setting up. And boy, it's like a time machine or something. And it's not, again, that I've got some giant cranium that has to be, you know, supported by handlers. And I'm so smart. I'm just somebody who sees straight and knows a scam when I see it, and understands human nature, and I happen to have read a lot of history. And I happen to have been studying the globalist for over a decade. And so we understand their actions. I mean, it's been pointed out, and we do have those clips, that I said in the last 6 months, I said late summer, look for some warm-up attacks, probably on trains and buses in London. And again, there's 100 reasons I said that. We call it a hunch, but it isn't a hunch. It's just all these different indicators. Again, it's like trying, if somebody said, hey, have you ever been to the Smoky Mountains and stood on, you know, Mount whatever, and seen how beautiful it is up above the town? And, yeah, I've been there. Well, describe it for me. Well, it's indescribable. I mean, all I can say is it's these big snow-covered peaks with big pine trees down beneath it with snow on the ground and the fog rolling, the mist, and, you know, the little town, the way it's painted, the little red churches and, you know, or red firehouses and white churches and little cars driving down below. I mean, I cannot describe the picture. I mean, I tried to, you know, explain how I can get on the air and go, they're going to use Bin Laden as the patsy, they're going to attack the World Trade Centers in the next 2 months. Call the White House, tell them don't carry out the attacks. You know, I don't make a lot of predictions. Or when I get up here and say, well, you know, somebody called in and was going, I think they're going to nuke us in the next 2 months, and we're all dead. And I said, no, before that happens, They'll probably bomb some trains and buses in London. And, okay, why would they do that? Because I've read a lot of news chatter and indicators. The globalists love to prepare us beforehand. They like to warm you up, okay? It's like Jim Jones and Kool-Aid drills. What do you do when the terrorists attack? Give your rights up. Everybody repeat after me. What do you do when the terrorists attack? Give our rights up. Good. Now, Al-Qaeda's going to hit London. They're going to hit the subways, and they're going to do this. And the British people were saying no to the national ID card, no to the euro. All these things are happening. And so, and then there's like 100 other indicators. I can't go over all of them. I can't describe, you know, the whole, I could write a book, I guess, about one subject and describe, you know, how this works. But it's what, it's probabilities. It's what an analyst does. And let me just give you this analysis. If we do not expose who's behind the terror, it is clear that the globalists are heating back up again for something really big. They've got that greedy look in their eye. They've got that excited look in that eye. They've got that smirk that they're trying to hold back. All the big major players, all the big major puppet underlords of the overlords, you know, all these supposed top politicians are just puppets. But they're powerful puppets who've been energized and who are, you know, moving the levers. But they sing to someone's tune, follow orders. But I'm seeing that greedy evil, that vampiric lust for death. I'm seeing the same fritting and skittering by them, and you know, like a pack of rats greedily going after a piece of cheese that's been dropped on the floor. So it doesn't look good. That's all I can say. I mean, they may pull something really big. And you know, usually I poo-poo that when callers call in and go, they're going to get us any minute. Next Tuesday, we're going to be hit by, you know, Silesian spacecraft. Or next month, Planet X will smash us and kill us all. It's all over. You'll buy my Planet X book. You know, I stay away from all that. Well, there's going to be massive earthquakes next month. We're all dead. Run for the hills. I mean, that's entertaining to a certain level and gets your mind off all the real crises that are happening, like genetically engineered foods that are deadly, what's in the water, what's in the food, what's in the air, purposefully put there. I don't mean just all the toxic waste. But I think they are very capable of, I juggle between a suitcase nuke, smallpox, or dirty bomb. And I lean towards dirty bomb. I don't think they really at this time want to blow up 20, 30 square blocks of a city and radiate a whole town. If they do that, it'll be some medium-sized city of about 100,000 people, probably in the Midwest, that won't affect the rest of the country too much, but can have maximum effect. So if there is a suitcase nuke, I say Midwest, maybe even Texas, as far south as Texas. But so I should say from Texas to Illinois. Probably not in Illinois, though. That would affect Chicago too much. But below Illinois down to South Texas, prime suitcase nuke area. Now, any area in the country is fair game for dirty bomb. Because a dirty bomb really doesn't, I mean, the globalists don't care about that. I mean, they've released hundreds of thousands of tons over the last 20, 30 years since they've been testing DU and using it all over the world. And it's the equivalent of thousands and thousands of, you know, atomic and nuclear tests. You know, just the stuff it's put into the atmosphere. And they admit that 11,000 people in the U.S. have died from nuclear tests and atomic tests alone. That's the New Scientist with major federal study that was released last Thursday. We covered that Friday. You know, I said I'd go to your calls, but see, this is pretty important, so let me just finish up and we'll go to them. So, dirty bomb, I think, is the number one thing. It's got all these scary connotations. It's got the word nuclear in it, radiological in it, but it isn't really that devastating. And it'll make a bunch of people sick if it's really bad. You know, kill some people over time. And contaminate an area, and people have to go in with special gear and clean it up, and It'll be a big grandstanding affair. I believe when they say it's biological, we've been saying this for years, that it'll really be chemical, something they can control, and then just have one of their scientists declare it's biological, and of course that'll be inoperative. But, you know, I think really in the next 2 years there's a very good chance one of these three scenarios is going to happen. And it could happen as early as next week, or it could happen in 6 months, it could happen in 2 years. But I really think that I think we're going to see the dirty bomb. And, again, that's the most probable. Then, after that, atomic. And then after that, biological, it'll really be chemical. But they like hoaxes. They like hoaxes. They like to have the effect of you thinking it was ultra-massive when it's not. So I tend to lean towards the chemical saying it's biological or the dirty bomb. And all this talk about the Russians gave Al-Qaeda suitcase nukes, back in the early 90s, and they're going to get us. I mean, Al-Qaeda was firmly on CIA payroll in the early 90s. The Russians just don't hand these out like lollipops, when you get a haircut. Our government spent $20 billion buying these off of them. I mean, give me a break, folks. But they've been carefully planning that story forever. And if it does happen and they have the national draft, you see, people keep thinking we can't have a national draft. No, folks, it's after they stage an attack. Yes, they will. I've had members of Congress on. Rangel said, oh, yeah, there's an attack. Boom, the draft's done. That's why they got the draft board set up. They're all geared up. See, there's thousands of indicators here, okay? Just so much evidence for all of this. I mean, they tell you MS-13 Mexican gangs brought nukes across, the government saying this. That is ridiculous. And I'm the first person to say, kick MS-13 out of here, kick Los Zetas out of here. But even if it's true that they brought it in, Los Zetas controls MS-13. It's well known. And who are they run by? The CIA. Oh, yeah. It's mainstream news that these people killing cops and citizens all over the U.S. work for the U.S. government. They just claim they quit in the last year and have gone rogue. No, look at the cartels they're killing. It's all mid-level or small, low-level drug dealers that aren't paying their cut. It's a drug war. Our government even has soldiers in America. Foreign mercs, squads of hitmen, thousands of them, out ready to kill. Drug dealers, just like they're hiring Latin American former death squads to be in Iraq. That's mainstream news. These people don't change. Who do you think the new head of all intelligence is? Negroponte, the death squad leader. I mean, the supreme leader of them. And they sent him over to Iraq a year and a half ago with the death squads. He set death squads up publicly and came back here to be the head of domestic intelligence, the head of all intelligence. I'm not trying to scare you, folks. I mean, this is not a joke. These people are unscrupulous criminals. They're hardcore murderers. They're not playing games. And they hide behind this mantle of that they're conservatives. Give me a break. John in Florida, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I think your martial law video, I've made probably 70 copies of that on DVD, ROM.
Good job.
That would be something that a lot of your listeners should really get and make copies of.
Yeah, I started out to plug my videos 10 minutes ago, but never did.
Yeah. Another thing I think your listeners should give potassium iodate. That would be something good to have. I bought some years ago, but that would be something good to have.
Yeah, I bought about 15 bottles and gave most of them away, but I got a few bottles around here for emergencies. And for those that don't know, they've issued them to police, firemen, the folks at the post office. If there's a dirty bomb or any type of problem, you then take it, and it fills the thyroid. That's the number one cause of death and radiation poisoning, is the thyroid absorbs the radioactive isotopes that are attached to the different chemicals that are in the body, the iodine, and that's what kills you.
Yeah, in your martial law, the part I liked was the interview with Buchanan. About the whole Bush family, and that was really, really well done.
Well, it's three videos in one. Do you think you got your money's worth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Anyway, I'll hang up I met Craig Roberts probably about 8 or 10 years ago and bought one of his books. You said he was coming on the air.
Yeah, he is coming on in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and, let's go ahead and go to the next caller, and then we'll hold him over. Who's up next? Jeff and Mass. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, as far as surveillance cameras is concerned, there's a movie out now called The Island, and the whole premise of the movie is these clones that are under constant surveillance 24 hours a day. If you ever see the movie, it'll blow your mind. And I believe that Hollywood is using movies to condition people for this.
Well, I mean, sir, already your cell phone can listen to you, tracks everywhere you go. Already the OnStar, these tracker chips they're trying to put in the vehicles everywhere. I mean, we're going to be worse than 1984. London already is.
You're right. You are absolutely right.
I know, and this is freedom. No, this is not freedom. I'll tell you what, stay there. And by the way, they can never stop the terrorists with these cameras, but oh, they can catch you smacking your 10-year-old on the hind end when they talk back. Oh, taking your kids.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff and Mass, finish up the points you were making, sir.
Okay, very simple. What we should do is put cameras on the border. There is a severe logic deficit. They're putting all the surveillance in the inner cities. Like my city of Chelsea, they're developing cameras in Chelsea, and Boston has cameras.
Sir, we've had microphones being put up every year in successive waves until the whole city has microphones everywhere just waiting, hooked into a FEMA-paid-for Emergency Management Center, which is really the federalization center. It's in every major town or city openly. I mean, I'll never forget my dad about 4 years ago. It was even before 9/11. Called me at like 7 a.m. He goes, son, turn on the TV, C-SPAN, look. And they had the federal chief on from the Department of Transportation, and they were showing cameras all over the country on a screen. And he was showing everybody, and they even showed Austin. And he admitted it has law enforcement uses. So they put him in and say it's for traffic through grants for transportation. But then they go, oh, and it has dual-use law enforcement. And the telltale word is gunshot detectors. But then we've had them here for 7 years. No one's ever caught with the gunshot detectors. But then you go to the website of the companies that sold them the microphones, and it says for surveillance, shotgun mics. Here's an example of two children playing in the street at 150 yards away, and you hear the kids talking. You click on and listen to the audio clip. This was in their demo back in 98.
That is so sick. That's the end of our freedom of speech. What can I say?
But then they're not even honest about it. See, they go, oh, it's the gunshot detectors.
Oh, man. I mean, what if you're talking about what we're talking about in a park somewhere? Can these microphones pick that up? That's scary. That's the end of our First Amendment right there.
It is. I appreciate your call. In 1984, he gets a girlfriend, and they have to drive, on a train like 50 miles away, get in the woods, hike out in the middle of the woods nowhere, and of course they find out later that shotgun microphones and cameras had picked everything up they did. Well, in the name of stopping trash dumping all over the country from Colorado to Austin, Texas, they've now put up in Austin, what was it last time I saw, like 2 years ago? It was like 300 cameras and microphones hidden in trees. And they're wireless, and they transmit back to a central hub. And so all over the parks, all over even rural areas, green belts now have cameras up to stop dumping. And again, the average cops don't even have access to this, don't even know about this. It's all quietly been put in. It's all quietly hooked into federal databases, very quietly. And now that they're scaring us, they're going, hey, we need to use these for law enforcement now. Those gunshot detectors, they can double as microphones to keep you safe. I mean, it's so sick. But you're right. The border stays wide open, and they issue illegal aliens ID cards. So there you have it, total and complete fraud. But the scary thing is, what does the government have planned that is so scary and so bad that they know they're going to need this grid in everywhere? What is it they got planned that they know will resist so hard that they're going to have to come in with this draconian straitjacket? The last 30 seconds of this hour, I want to encourage you to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15 cent a day membership. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. All my films, including my new film, Martial Law, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv, or go to InfoWars.com today and order some of the hard copies of my videos and books. Be sure and check out the bookstore. More of your calls, tons of news, and Colonel Greg Roberts coming up.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.